American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. A scathing new Afghanistan report accuses the Biden administration of fumbling preparations that set the stage for the chaotic and deadly withdrawal as part of the House GOP's three-year-long investigation. Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
The Biden-Harris administration lied to us completely through that. I think that they, it's one of those situations, don't believe my lying eyes. You know, we had a situation where those 13 brave Americans died that shouldn't have. We know that the actual sniper had the suicide bomber in their sights more than once. The plan to get the civilians out, they waited till the bad guys were basically in control to start activating that, and then they never did actually do that. And there's still Americans there. That's the dirty little secret that nobody seems to want to talk about.
Former First Lady Melania Trump making a rare public statement in defense of her husband, hitting the Biden administration and their policies ahead of tomorrow's presidential debate.
The 2020 election results changed our lives forever. It impacted our quality of life, cost of food, gasoline, safety, and even the geopolitical landscape. America is more divided today than ever before. It has become increasingly apparent that there are significant challenges to free speech, as demonstrated by the efforts to silence my husband.
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton snapping back at CNN over their Russian disinformation coverage by reminding them how they treated Hunter Biden's laptop during the last election.
How worried are you that right-wing influencers are being funded, either directly or indirectly, by the Russian government in order to make an impact on this election?
What did make a difference in the last election is the lies about Hunter Biden's laptop that more than four dozen former intelligence officials lied about in the middle of that campaign. And most networks, to include this one, bought that lie hook, line, and sinker.
Trump campaign surrogate and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee wants to know, who is going to hold social media companies accountable for trying to silence Donald Trump?
I want to know, when are they going to clean out their own department? I'm talking about the people that put pressure on social media companies to squelch anything that they thought might help Donald Trump in 2020. Mark Zuckerberg spent over $400 million trying to influence the elections in 2020. Are they going to do anything about that? This is absurd. When social media companies and the official U.S. government conspire together to control the elections, to control the flow of information, that's far worse than anything that a foreign government can do or has ever done. That's where we need to start.
Some people are blessed with the means to have their children in a private or religious school, maybe even a homeschool setting. But that doesn't mean they should turn a blind eye to issues in public schools. Chris Woodward has more.
Michelle Exner, senior advisor at Parents Defending Education, says it may sound like a cliche, but children really are our future.
I've got a family, I've got two kiddos, and they are my entire world. And I know between myself and my husband, we're going to be focused on making sure that we give them the best development and upbringing humanly possible so they can find happiness and fulfillment, professional fulfillment when they become adults.
Exner adds that the majority of children in America will continue to go to public schools. Schools that are funded by tax dollars.
They are also the future workforce in America. And so if we ignore essentially this entire sector of society that children are depending on to learn academics, right, and be able to hopefully become successful adults, if we as a society ignore that because perhaps it doesn't directly pertain to us, I think we're missing the bigger picture of what this means for America in the long run.
I'm Chris Woodward.
In energy trading, benchmark U.S. crude oil rose 89 cents to $68.56 a barrel. For American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh.